For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Inside a nearly 100,000-square-foot facility, a maze of conveyor belts, bunkers, and machines processes nearly 50 tons of waste each hour. Robotic arms use suction to sort and separate bottles, cans, paper, and cardboard. It feels like something out of Dr. Seuss.
This machine is a optical sort, uses a near-infrared light spectrum to identify material as it comes across the belt. It identifies it by its chemical constituency.
Brian Gilhooley is a co-founder and CEO of Repower South, an innovative recycling company that set up shop in Berkeley County 9 months ago. He says what makes the company unique is the way it collects recyclables and turns what typically can't be repurposed into a profitable and valuable resource, fuel.
There's a layer of that waste stream that we're taking and creating a fuel. It's a low-carbon, renewable, clean fuel.
It works like this. Garbage trucks pick up all your trash, no recycling bins needed, and take it to Repower South. There, it is initially screened by people before being loaded into machines that use artificial intelligence to gather the recyclables. Those items, about 25% of the waste that comes in, are sold to companies that can use them. Other papers, plastics, and styrofoam that are typically left at landfills, like the flimsy film plastics that cover cookie containers, they go into what's called a rocket mill, made up of heavy metal chains.
There's eight of these chains inside each chamber that are spinning around at 600 RPM and just through sheer force, I think, size reducing and destructing the material.
What comes out looks like confetti or something birds would use to make a nest.
It's just a fluff. Think of shredded plastic and paper mix. It's literally that.
That fluff, about 30% of the waste processed at Repower South, is sold to cement plants, power plants, and paper mills to be burned with coal as fuel. Gilhooley says there's simply not enough of it to replace coal. The remaining waste, less than half, goes back on garbage trucks and is dumped next door at the landfill. At a time when recycling has become less profitable, Repower South sounds like the perfect fix. In fact, Charleston County, battered by complaints about its own recycling program, has recently signed on for some recyclables. Plant manager Carl Steckmesser welcomes the business.
We need more. I'd say we're running about 75% capacity now.
But local environmentalists question what they call an unproven business model, one that wants more. More plastic, more paper, more styrofoam.
The business model of Repower South makes more money with more waste, which is ultimately an environmental problem, especially if the end product is a fuel that requires coal to burn.
Lisa Jones-Taransky with the Coastal Conservation League worries if people no longer see what they recycle, they will consume more and care less. She's concerned, too, about continued dependence on coal, as well as contamination. How clean are the plastics that will ultimately be burned? Gilhooley insists his fuel is clean.
We're as sensitive to those issues as anybody else. Being something new, you have to be better.
But it's that newness, perhaps, that troubles environmentalists the most.
Potentially, the business could go under and we'll be back at square one.
Repower South doesn't see that happening. The company has opened another facility in Alabama. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.